Hi, this is Brooke Dean.
And I'm Sarah Joseph,
And
and
we are
we're
single
so happy
moms
doing
doing
the
the
most.
most. We've been doing the most for a year now.
Okay, don't shoot us, y'all. We have
Pandemic.
seen, listen, we have seen your DMs, we have seen your messages. Like, where y'all coming back? People who are now finding us are like, so where the rest of the episodes? And we're like, what happened was.
They're like Rona, but Rona.
You know, what happened was, you know, we got knocked down for a little bit.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like when you think about it's been a year, we've been pretty much locked down.
Year
And
today. For me, it's a year today, the 13th. Yeah, the 13th was the last time I was in a physical office. And I got the call at like 12 o'clock. Come get your kid. We are closing schools. And I went to my boss and I was like, I gotta go. And she was like, don't worry about it. Ain't nobody gonna be here tomorrow. So yeah, the 13th was the last time I was in a physical office and my son was in a physical school. Oh my God.
yeah, I
Way to be
think
a parent.
for Jackson it was I was out before him. Like Audible was like they sent an email like 4 o'clock, like take all your stuff home. Like whatever you need to take, especially your laptop, like just be out and we'll see you in a couple weeks, which has now been a year. And I think it was like the 16th. So I feel like it was the 9th for me and then the 16th for Jackson when he officially started doing the homeschool thing. And I've been in pandemic hell since.
Right, man. Listen, I'm grateful that, you know, he's older, but that whole split yourself into two, into three, into four, you know, at first it was cute. You looking at all the memes, everybody cracking jokes and ha 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 he. And now when you're really in the thick of it, it's like, it ain't that funny. It really is not that funny.
No, it's not funny. I mean, at first it was like, I never thought of it as funny, but I looked at it like, oh, well, this is an opportunity for us to spend time and I can do the things. And it wasn't, I think the first couple of weeks we were home, that's when everybody's on Pinterest making banana bread and trying out these new recipes. Man, I made an iced lemon pound cake that was like, I was like, oh, this is what happens when you stay home. But then once my job, our job figured out, oh, I'm more
Got
productive at home because now I don't have this commute all the way from Queens to Jersey. Now I don't have to, oh, it became a workload times
home.
10
Overload. Workload overload is what it became.
overload. And it's like, oh, I'm no longer working from home. I'm living at work. And then I'm teaching. And then I'm
Cooking,
parenting and
parenting,
cooking and
short
cleaning
order
and
cook, lunch,
right.
lunch lady, principal, teacher, all at once. I mean, we already did these things as single moms, but I think COVID kind of made it a little more heightened because, you know, for a while it was like you can't go nowhere. Or if you went somewhere, you had a curfew. So it couldn't even be like, let me take you to the park and let you wear off some of this energy because one of us ain't gonna make it. But then it was like, oh, we can't go anywhere. Okay.
Oh no, the parks were locked here in Queens. They took all the basketball rims down. Like there was no outlet. And I live in a house, but I don't have a backyard. And that made it even worse because we were what? It was coming going into the springtime. Then you spent the whole summer locked up and you're looking outside and it's 70 something, 80, 90 degrees, and you're like, damn, I can't even
I
go nowhere. Like unless you go to the beach. Because that's open a little bit, but that didn't open until like the end of July, I think. Summer almost gone then, and so it was just like I've had many a meltdown, breakdown, crying to my boss, like real tears, like I cannot take this anymore. And it wasn't until the school year started this past September where it's like, okay, if first of all, I was like, if they don't put this boy in school, he just gonna have to be the dumbest first grader ever in the history of. Because I'm just like, I can't do it. Like, if there's no way, like, if one of our jobs has to suffer,
It's gonna be him.
it's gonna be him. Because
I gotta feed
single
us.
mom, I gotta keep this mortgage going. I don't qualify for any, and I don't want to qualify for any of these things, right? The stimulus, the thing. Like, I was so grateful, and I still am grateful to have my job, during this pandemic, being pretty much his sole provider. And so I didn't have to work. I would much rather have my job and work 12-hour days than rely on a stimulus that wouldn't even be half my mortgage, right? So there's a silver lining in it from that. But then it's like, something is suffering. And I feel like my parenting was suffering during this time because I was really trying to keep up with work, showing that I can work from home. I was actually more productive, but it was just too much stress. And I was like, something's got to give. And unfortunately, I felt like what was giving was me as a parent, because I let the iPad and the phone and everything watch him while I was working in meetings. Because if that's what was keeping him from popping up into my Chime and my Zoom meetings, that's what had to happen. And I felt so guilty because it was like, he's bored to death. He can't go outside. I felt guilty on lots of levels. Like, I couldn't teach him the way he's used to being taught. I didn't have a home with a backyard for him to go play in. It made me rethink my whole living situation. It had me think about what state I should be living in. Like, am I getting the most for my money here? Like, it just made me question everything. And I feel like I've learned a lot about myself and him in this past year, what I can and cannot do. But the good thing is, being a single mom is like, we're used to being resilient, bouncing back and doing the things. So maybe I was prepared as a single mom to deal with COVID just in a different way. Like, I've just elevated myself.
Well, I think we were prepared because we're used to doing it all alone, but we had certain breaks in certain outlets that I feel got stripped away. We had them going to school for a certain amount of hours. We had the ability to be around adults and have conversations because we're at work. But I think for me, my situation was dramatic because I got laid off during COVID. And I was looking like, okay, you're home. I'm laid off. I'm a single mom. I got these bills. Ooh, child, what we gonna do? So but at the same time, I will say, you know this, but it was like when they laid me off, so much of my soul was relieved. So much of my soul was really, because I didn't really like the job. And two, like you said, I felt, we already know mom guilt. We already feel mom guilt on a different level. But I felt like it was so heightened where I was short. I was snappy. You know, he was eating junk out the wazoo and I did not care. he will come and be like, can I have some chips? Knock yourself out. Can I have another bag of chips? Do you, boo. That pizza, it's on the way. You know, so it was just kind of like, we were all in this, I just need to cope. We were all in this cope mode. Like, I need to cope so I don't snap at him. And I would feel so bad when I would snap. And, you know, I threw myself into doing DIY. I redid my whole daggone apartment, you know, but anything, it was an outlet. And then the joy of it all as well was during COVID, what many people are, you know, have not gotten that I did get was I landed my dream job during COVID. It took a while for that sunshine to pop through, because I was in a state of depression for a really long time. I would say about May, by the end of May, like that depression that I thought I was over 3 years ago, it came back with a vengeance. It came back with a vengeance. And I think it was the fact that I was home. I had nowhere to go. I had no outlets. I had nothing to distract me. So I had to face all of me during COVID. And it was stressful. It was stressful. And to see from March 13th, 2020 to March 13th, 2021, what that other side looks like. And I think there are a lot of moms who unfortunately have not gotten to that other side. There are a lot of moms who are probably struggling now more than ever, as you know, they're still laid off. The kids aren't, well, my district, they start going back to school on Monday, but it's hybrid. It's like 2 days in for one group, 2 days in for another group. Wednesdays, everybody's online. But I decided to keep Elijah at home because of the way the schedule worked out. I'm like, wait, he's not even going for the full day? Never mind.
I'm like, this whole hybrid situation.
I was like, that don't work for me.
It doesn't work.
I gotta stop. I was like, I gotta stop at 11 or 1 o'clock, stop to go pick him up. And then he's got to log back in at 2 o'clock to do asynchronous work. I was like, oh no, that's asking too much of my sanity. So he can stay right here with me. Now the only thing is at 1 o'clock, they log off. I make sure by 1 o'clock, all his work is done because I'm not dealing with it. I'm just not. And I think a lot of parents, not just mom, but single dads, single moms, have not gotten to that other side. I'm grateful that I got to see the other side of 1 year later. Like, it's today is literally 1 year later. And I'm looking back, like, as we're talking, I'm like, wow, I went through a lot in that 1 year.
It is a lot. And you don't. Yeah, I mean, I look back at it now and it seemed so like there was no hope back then. You didn't know when it was going to stop because you for something that we thought would be 2 weeks to now be a year. It was just crazy. And it's, you know, I had little mini breaks here and there. But even with those breaks came the worry because like if his dad took him for a week in the summer, he took him to like Georgia and Alabama, like a hot spot. So I'm like, great. So yeah, I get a break, but then I got to worry about testing him.
Yep.
When he comes back. You didn't test him before he left. So now I got to test him twice. His school's keeping him quarantined for 2 weeks because of whatever. So whatever I got as a break for that time was like wiped out because I was stressed the entire 2 weeks he was back. So it's like, for every break I got 2 more weeks of stress. You know what I mean? And even now, like he's been home this past week with a cold. I know it's a cold. He knows it's cold. But I got to prove to the school that it's not COVID so that he can go back. And then that means getting in with his pediatrician who's already booked and getting a rapid test and doing all the things. And when it's just you doing all the things.
All the things is too many things.
It's too many things. It's too many things. And it seems like when you name them little one by one, they don't seem like a lot. But when you're trying to get your doctor's appointments in, trying to get your work done, trying to sleep, trying to work out, that's the only good thing from COVID is I got my trainer.
Right?
And
y'all broke like a snatch, okay? Broken like a scrumptious, okay?
Like, you know what? Because
she brought in Florida, she told y'all last year. She's gonna be coming for y'all next, and she was not kidding. Brooke brought in Flirty 38, hot smack and banging. Okay, yes, let's give it up.
I'll clap for my damn self. But like, but even with that, that didn't really start off as a I'm getting my fitness thing together. It's I'm getting my sanity together because even the gyms were closed, and I'm stuck in the house. And then you know you don't want to be on somebody's nasty germy machine. Mm-hmm. And stuff. But I was, and so I did, I was doing good for a little while in the summer because Peloton had like a 3 month free something like whatever. So I was spinning and doing this stuff in the house. But then when September came and he got to go back to school, I felt a little bit of a break. Like, okay, now I found a rhythm. He's going back to school. What can I do for myself? Keep me sane because work was still even with him back in school work was still insane because people had no boundaries during COVID because it was
talk about that.
Well, you don't have to travel so you should be online because before I was leaving the office at 4:20, 4:30 to pick him up by 6 and it was already understood like once I leave the office don't ask me nothing about work
right.
I didn't even sign in unless there was something pressing that I had to tend to when I got home. But now people will ping you at 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night and expect you to answer. So it was getting stressful from that. So I was like, what can I do for myself? And usually like stress relief with me comes with some sort of physical activity, but I knew I wasn't strong enough to do it just on my own. Cause the Peloton app was getting kind of like, okay, been there, done that. So a woman that I had known for years and years, her son and Jackson are besties and she's been a trainer her whole life. Her whole, you know, ab situation is crazy. I'm like, I need abs like yours. Cause she had a C-section like how I did. And that's what she prides herself on is getting women to be able to be snatched after having kids and stuff. So she always would say, like, whenever you're ready, whenever you're ready, whenever you're ready. And then one day I just was like, I'm ready. And she's like, you sure? And in my mind, I'm like, well, if I'm not, I'm going to get ready. Because, you know, and I don't know how you feel about this as being a single mom. It's like, I will cancel on myself in a hot second because I have a built-in excuse. Single mom, I do everything, I work, I this and that. So we already have like the built-in reasons why we can't do something. I'm always tired. And all those things are true. But then I was like, you know what? Ain't nothing going to happen to this boy if I drag him to the gym with me.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen to him if he doesn't have my attention for an hour. I can give myself an hour, right? So I was like, I'm not going to cancel on myself. I'm certainly not going to cancel on my trainer, especially not if I'm paying her money.
Right.
And there was just no excuse. Her gym, which is not even really a gym, it's a private studio. It's literally 5 minutes around the corner from my house. The price was right for what she was giving me, because I'm sure she's giving me the, you know, we've been homies.
Discount.
Yeah, because you're the homie. Discount or whatever. And so I was just like, I just do it. So September, I started with her. 25 pounds later, I got a nice little, maybe a 4-pack going on. It's not quite a 6, but I'll take a 4. And it's been like the best thing ever to, even if it's just knowing that that's what I have to look forward to for that 1 hour, that's mine. Jackson sits over in the corner with his little iPad. He watches mama work out. I get it in, come home, take my shower. I feel better. I feel accomplished. I feel like I did something for myself. Now I can cook for you. Now I can check your homework. Now I can do the thing. And, you know, went to Mexico for my birthday. Was feeling myself a little bit. Had a little bathing suit on that I didn't think I would ever wear in my whole adult life. And you'll be surprised how something that simple just works your confidence, just for your whole mental well-being, like everything. Because, you know, as moms, it's like, you're a mom. You're not sexy. You're not confident. You're not this. Man, listen, I was a whole hot, milfy mess in Mexico, and I didn't feel no type of way about it. My son was with my sister. I knew he was cool. I think I spoke to him twice in 5 days, and I didn't feel no type of way about it. Like, I was like, why don't I do this more? And we just don't, you know? So I've discovered that during pandemic too. You know what I mean? It's like, it wasn't all bad. There's been some silver linings. Like you said, you got your dream job during COVID. I found a workout situation that works for me, and just me. I just found me, period. Mm-hmm. And put myself first for a change. I'm like, ain't nothing gonna happen. If we in a pandemic, everybody gonna be all right.
Right.
And that includes Jackson. Exactly. Don't sit you behind in the corner while I go work out. So exactly. I'm having spoken to other moms and stuff, I'm just curious how everybody else feels. They've been coping during this past year. That's the reason why we haven't been back on, just trying to recalibrate from this whole thing. And we're still in the midst of it. Are you going to get the vaccine when it's ready? For you?
I'm probably gonna wait. I'll eventually get it. No,
because you're like, I need to see how.
Listen, y'all ain't fit to make me to a damn guinea pig. I ain't doing I'm about to be nobody's guinea pig. I need to see about a few more million people.
Yeah, right.
See a few million more people come through out of it just fine. You know, I'm not condoning it. I'm not an anti-vaxxer or anything like that, but I do err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like, okay. It took y'all less than a year to really put this together. I got questions. I have concerns. Again, I'm a single mom. I can't go, you know, something detrimental happens as a result. I'm up a creek without a paddle. So mm-hmm. I'm not anti-vaxxer. I'm not saying I'm not going to get it, but I am mm-hmm. definitely going to wait. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the benefit of not being in the higher risk groups that are true. Getting it now, like older people or essential workers or whoever, gives us a little bit of an opportunity to see. Because my mother got it. She's 70 years old. She's, you know, has all these underlying conditions. She works in a old folks home. So it's like the trifecta of everything that could be like a reason for her to get it. And she's fine. And I have some friends who have gotten in, they seem fine. And not for nothing, but if you got armed guards and police showing up to make sure that people get what they're supposed to get, it's in need. I feel like it's not like Tuskegee, right? they everybody's trying to get it. They're not trying to be the guinea pigs, but they're trying to get it. So I will when it eventually has been out rolling around for a while. Like in New York, it's taken a minute to get all the doses to the people who actually do need require them. So, you know, I'm in the same position. Like I'm definitely going to at some point, but I do want to monitor because there's different versions of it.
That's the other thing. It's not like it's one vaccine. So it's kind of, three at this point? And they don't all have the same efficacy.
Right.
So I'm just like, Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson is a no for me.
67.5%. I was like,
You're not doing that. Pfizer, what's the other one? Moderna. I think my mother got did she get the Moderna? I don't even know. She got one of the first two. Like Johnson & Johnson's not even on my list right now. Not to disparage them. We don't want no problems, but
don't come for us. We're just telling you.
I'm giving my opinion. They're not on my list. But you never know. Like you never know. So yeah, we're coming out on the other side of it. Hopefully by the summertime we could have a brunch.
Man, listen. We'll say the good thing is that at least we not work together, so at least occasionally can see your face on the screen. Oh yeah, by the way, y'all, that dream job, it's audible, y'all.
I told her I was working on some things. My peoples know, like if I say I'm gonna try and do something for you, I'm gonna do it, because you're not just Oscar is the testament to that too. Like I'm not playing. So you know, people have been there to help me and put me, you know, and do that. Like, and obviously you have to be clearly very intelligent and capable of all the things. It's not like I'm just putting people on like you was Pookie from the mailroom or something like that. She's doing the damn thing at work, y'all. She's killing it. Which I knew she would, because I wouldn't stick my neck out for somebody who I, because trust me, I've done that.
Like so people put my neck out and then we both get chopped off.
Yeah, because I've had people ask me like, oh, could you give me a job at Audible? I'm like, but you take 3-hour lunches though.
3-hour lunch? Wait a minute.
And they were like, but I'm saying, I'm like, but I'm with you. No. No, they're not coming for me. No.
You recommend it.
I'm not putting my professional reputation at stake right here. But for you, it was a no-brainer. So that's good that we do get to see each other in meetings and stuff like that. And I get to see Eli pop in and out, you know. I don't think Jackson has popped in with a meeting with you yet, because he will blow up the whole spot. He'll be like, is that Auntie Vera?
No, the very first week, I did see him pop in a couple of times. But no, I haven't seen him in a while. And Eli has this thing where when he realizes I'm in a meeting, he'd be like ducking and dodging. I'm like, what are you doing? They already saw you.
Right. No, Jackson will take over the meeting. And if he saw you, it would become very clear to people at work that I know you outside of work. Because he would be like, why is Auntie Farrah? Why are we not at her house? Doesn't she braid your hair? They would know the whole everything. Like she made us, you know, the food and the soup and this. It would be a whole, everybody be like, oh, I see what's going on here.
All right. Oh, y'all know each other. Y'all know each other. My bad.
Now they really know. I was gonna say, didn't you send our podcast to a couple of people and they're like, hit me up like, I am so mad at you right now because I did not know you and Farrah had a podcast. And I'm like, oh, we telling that now? Okay. But the good thing is they've said, okay, we listened to all 5 or 6 or however many. Now they're like, what are y'all doing? Like, it's been a year. So here we are a year later.
Right. And you know what? And that's the other thing that kind of got us back on the mics is that we started sharing it with people and they've received it so well to the point where they're like, so when the next one's coming out? And we're like, people are really listening. And
they want to be on it.
And they want to be on it. Like they picture themselves already. Like
exactly. Like one coworker at Audible actually set up a Chime meeting to talk about single moms doing the most because she's a widow. And so when usually we think about single moms, our first thought is either divorced or never, or, you know, whatever, not women who have become single moms as a result of a death of a spouse. So she will be coming up. Mm-hmm. We have some guests lined up for that. But like you said, as a result of sharing this, which, you know, we put it on our social and stuff like that. I never thought to share it with people at work. And now, like, our former supervisor has been like, I'm listening to Single Moms Doing the Most while I'm doing this and that. And I'm like, oh, you are. Then you got to think about, was I talking about work?
Right.
What did I say?
What did I say? But yeah, so that's good. So here we are a year later, and that's just us giving a recap of what the pandemic and COVID has been for us between 2020 and 2021. So we are back. Even though we are not in the shared space, we can still converse.
Yes.
And chat with you guys and chat with each other and hopefully all outside. And we can still be all outside, right? At 25% capacity.
Right. Weather's getting no, they've upped it in some places. I think some places are up to like 75%.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
those places I'm staying away from.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't live on the wild side like I do. Because, man, listen, you would not have known there was no global pandemic in Mexico. Okay. But then at the same time, everything was kind of open too, like you're outside by the pool. And people were, unless they were a couple, they were social distancing in the pools and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're still being safe. We're still doing all the things. But weather's getting nicer. And hopefully we can take advantage of all the outdoor seating that has popped up and have more things and be able to see each other more and do more of these. And we're going to keep them coming. Now we're back.
Now we're back. And we've gotten our groove. You know, all the COVID and things have happened to us. We've learned how to adjust, how to cope. We're learning from other moms as well. Cynthia Alfaro, she runs Moms Winning Group. We definitely want to have her on. And we're thinking about doing a few roundtables once a month for people who are like, when can I be on like that's the funniest thing. It's 6 episodes and everybody's like, when can I come on. You know, we do want to have a few roundtables where we bring in 2 more moms just to get perspectives of things that we don't necessarily experience, you know, about the, in terms of moms who are widows, moms who found love after all the things. So we are definitely back. Thank you all so much for like riding with us. And to all of our new listeners, we can't thank y'all enough. It's so funny. I looked at our record. The last episode we recorded was in February of 2020. That's when we dropped it. And to see how many people have listened from since then, I think the last time we gave a shout out was what to Qatar, and I think Africa had like a couple of listens. Now we're up to like Southeast Asia. I saw Japan. I saw Australia. So to all the people who are newly discovering us, welcome. Thank you. We're back. We hope to get back to a normal steady schedule.
Yes, a nice little cadence, a little something.
But we thank you guys. No, we really do. It's really great to see a little passion project, even though it went on a hiatus, is still reaching people while the 2 people running the show were like,
But it just goes to show that's why we named it Single Moms Doing the Most, because we were doing the most from the year. And I mean, in our defense, I mean, it's a pandemic.
Right.
But it just goes to show, like, you still, even when you think you're in a groove, you can get knocked off and you get back on course. And that's just indicative of what all moms do, not single moms, but all moms do have to regroup and do that. Because trust and believe, I have a lot of friends who listen who said they feel like single moms with a whole husband
sitting in the room,
partner sitting right there. So, you know, there's that. And so, you know, for the people who are new to us, don't feel like it's just for single moms or just for a certain mom. It's all moms. We just happen to be single moms who are doing the most like all the rest of the moms do. So like Farrah said, welcome. Thank you for joining. And to the ones who have listened, thank you for waiting.
Right. In a whole year relationship. It's like being engaged for a whole year and nothing moved on the wedding.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, okay. I didn't know you were paying attention. So that's very cool too. So we're back. Hopefully we'll be weekly at least. If not, we'll figure it out. But we're back.
We're back. Let's put it that way. We'll take it one step at a time.
We'll just leave this episode at that. We are back and going to be talking about a lot more stuff that's not even necessarily just mom
related.
It could be mom adjacent.
You know. Hello, Shamsha Monday.
Yeah, you know. We're going to talk about some other stuff. I got some other things on my mind.
We got a lot of things on our mind, y'all.
For being nobody's mama, so listen for that too.
Okay.
All right.
So, thank y'all for listening. I'm Farrah Joseph.
I'm Brooke D. We're single
moms doing the most. Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Bye.